for January 12, 2015. A soul with divine eyes in conversation with the flight instructor. First awareness. The moment I open my eyes, I realize I am a soul. I descended from the sweet home of light in order to give radiant light to the world. Who am I? I receive the gift of divine eyes from Baba. With these eyes, I clearly see the difference between Manmat, Parmat, and Shrimat. I see what makes me Satopradan. I detect the slightest trace of Rajo or Tamo in myself. To whom do I belong? Soul converses with Baba. Good morning, sweet Baba. Thank you for the gift of divine, spiritual eyes. With these eyes I see Maya from a distance. Now I know that any experience of difficulty means that Maya is influencing my divine eyes. Baba converses with the soul. Sweet child, wake up. Sit down with me. The gift of divine eyes is a spiritual airship. By touching one button, you can go wherever you wish in a second. The switch is pure thoughts. Turn on the switch through elevated thought and instantly become steady in that state. If there is but a shadow of Maya on your divine eyes, the airplane will not fly properly. If you are unsteady in self-respect, and feel distressed, you won't reach your destination. Receiving inspirations. I take a moment to quiet my chattering mind by focusing on Baba, the ocean of silence. In this silence, I receive from Baba pure, inspiring thoughts for service. Receiving a blessing from Baba. I manifest my angelic form before sweet Baba in the subtle regions. With much love and powerful drishti, he gives me this blessing. You are the one who breaks the cage of bondages by letting go of the word mine. From a caged bird, you have become an angel who soars through godly skies with the wings of freedom, light, and love. Unlimited subtle service, last 15 minutes. I bestow on the world the blessing described above. I take this blessing from Baba and gift it to the whole world through my pure thoughts. With my angelic costume, I circle the earth globe and give this blessing to all souls. Before going to bed, I steady myself in the stage beyond sound. I mentally check Was I disobedient in any way during the day? If so, I admit it to Baba. Did I succumb, mentally or physically, to any attractions, attachments, or selfish preferences? I chart my actions, and remove the impact of faulty actions with 30 minutes of yoga. I go to sleep with a clean and clear heart.